B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Vov. We're going to start 7 lines from the bottom of Kuf Nun Hei Omud Beis. We saw in the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Hei Omud Beis that Mahalkatin l'tarnagoylin v'noisnin mayim l'murson, one's allowed to add water to the bran that's going to be fed to the chickens. Avaloi goivlin, you're not allowed to knead it. Kneading is asur on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Mahalkatin l'tarnagoylin chulei. Omar Abaya, Amritei Kamei Demar. I said this in front of Rav Yosef, this halacha. Masnisin Mani, I asked, according to which opinion is our Mishnah that kneading is osur, but adding water into, let's call it a kneadable material, a kneadable substance, is mutar? V'omar li, Rav Yosef told me, Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda here. It's the opinion of Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda. The Tani we learnt in the Braisa, Echod noisin is hakemach, if one person puts the flour into a bowl, ve'echod noisin etoichi maim, and the second person just pours water into it, he doesn't need it, he just pours the water in, ha'achrin chayev, this second person is chayev, because just adding water to a kneadable substance is already considered kneading, and is also is chayev. Divi Rebbe, Rebbe Yosi Bar Yehuda imir, einu chayev, atchi yigabil. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says you're only chayev when you actually do the kneading. Putting water in, you're not chayev. Therefore, over here, when it comes to feeding the chickens, you're allowed to put water into the murson, into their bran. It's not considered kneading. Dilma adkan leiko omar Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda hosom elo kemach. Now the Gemara is saying, maybe the only reason in the Braisa we saw that Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says that it's not called kneading is only regarding flour. That flour needs to be kneaded, and just putting water in is not sufficient. And therefore, when you just put the water in, it's not called kneading. The bar gibelhu, it's something that can be kneaded beyond water being put in. Aval murson, but regarding their bran, the lav bar gibelhu, it's not something that can be kneaded, it's something that can be mixed. Water and the bran gets mixed together, and it becomes a thicker type of substance, but it's not something that can actually become kneaded. There's not much you do after you put the water in. Afilu Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Moida. We may have thought that even Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda agrees, this is called the kneading of the murson, and therefore it would be osur. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisal Chodaitoch, don't suggest that. The Tanya we saw explicitly in the Braisa Behedya, Ein noisnin mayim lemurson divri Rebbe. Rebbe holds you're not allowed to put water into bran. Here you have an explicit Braisa with the same machlekas, Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, not talking about flour, talking about bran. And Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Oimir, noisnin mayim lemurson. He says explicitly you're allowed to put water into the bran. So that's the opinion of our Mishnah that says that you're allowed to put water into the bran, it must be Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Goivlin Esa Koli. One is not allowed to knead the koli. Koli is toasted grains. V'yesh Oimrim Goivlin. Some say you are allowed to knead them. And we're going to have to see what this means, because kneading is one of the Lamates Melachas. Says the Gemara, Man Yesh Oimrim. Who is this Yesh Oimrim? Who has the opinion you're allowed to knead this flour made of this toasted grain of the koli? Omer of Chizda Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. It must be the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Because according to the Chachomim who argued with Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, just putting water into murson is already called kneading. So of course, putting water, or of course doing anything with this flour is going to be called kneading. According to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, who said that adding water is not called kneading until you actually do the kneading, there's room to suggest that maybe for some reason, we'll soon see, this koli, that you can knead it and you'll not be considered that you've transgressed the melacha of kneading. V'hanam milahu d'mashani. According to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, you're not chayev on condition that you deviate, you do it differently to normal. According to the Chachomim, there's nothing different to do. You pour water in, you're already chayev. According to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, you're only chayev when you actually knead it. Then the kneading, the activity of kneading, if it's done with a deviation, you're not going to be chayev. Asks the Gemara, Heichem Hashani, how can you deviate when you're kneading this koli? Omer of Chizda, Al-Yad, Al-Yad, when you do it just a very little bit at a time, you don't do a lot of water with a lot of flour, you just do little bits at a time. That's not a common and regular way of kneading, and therefore, you're not chayev. Therefore, Goivlin, you're allowed to do that. The Shovin, both the Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda agree, Sheboichashin es hashosis v'shabbos. One is allowed to stir. Stir is similar to actually kneading. You're allowed to stir the shosis, which is a type of dough, but it's a soft type of dough. It's not a very thick dough. That you're allowed to stir this shosis on Shabbos. And also they agree, v'shoisim zeisum ha-mitzri, one's allowed to drink this beverage called zeisum ha-mitzri, even though it's often drunk for medical reasons, for therapeutic reasons, but we've already seen previously that on Daf Kuftes Amud Beis, that since it doesn't have to be that it's medical reasons, it could be drunk otherwise, and the Mishnah says, kol ha-mashkin shoisim oisom refuah, they both agree you're allowed to drink this zeisum ha-mitzri. Ask the Gemara of Ha'omrus Ein Goivlin. According to Tanakama, we said Ein Goivlin es Akoli. So how can they both agree that you're allowed to stir the shosis? Says the Gemara, Lo Ikasha. It's not a question. Ha ba'ova, ha ba'rako. When it's a thicker substance, a kneading is typically applies to something which is dough-like, then the Chachomim say you're not allowed to do that. The Rebbe says you're not allowed to do that. However, in the case of shosis, which is a very rako, it's a more fluid type of material, a type of texture and substance, and therefore there's no issue of kneading that. But you have to do it differently to the way you would do it during the week. How can you change? What can you do differently regarding stirring the shosis? Says the Gemara of Yosef, b'choil, in the weekday, noisen es ha-choymetz, v'acharkach noisen es ha-shosis. You first put the vinegar in, then you put the shosis in, and then you stir it. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, you should do it the other way around. Noisen es ha-shosis, you should first put the shosis into the bowl, v'acharkach noisen es ha-choymetz, and then you should put the choymetz on top of it. And then if you do it like this, you're even allowed to do it with a lot, not just a little bit. That's how the Ramban explains this. That a thicker substance, that you're allowed to do the kneading according to Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, you're only allowed to do a little bit at a time. A more fluid type of substance, a looser type of texture, there you're allowed to do it even a lot at a time on condition that you switch the order. Continues the Gemara. Levi bereider Rav Huna bar Chiya. Levi, who was the son of Rav Huna bar Chiya, Ashkechei legavlo de beinashia. He met the kneader, the one that would mix the doughs and the food, in his father's house. De Kogovil, he met him and he saw that he was mixing. Vesofi le leture. And he saw that he was feeding the ox. Botashbe. So he kicked him. This Levi kicked this mixer. Osa avo. His father came, his father that was Rav Huna bar Chiya came. Ashkechem found him. Omalei said to him, Hocha oma avua de imoch, the father of your mother said, Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, who was that? Umanu, who was the father of your mother? Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, Goivlin v'loi moisfin. You're allowed to mix, you're allowed to knead this, that the food for the oxes, but you're not allowed to gorge, you're not allowed to force the animal to eat it, but you're allowed to mix it. So why are you kicking the one that mixed it and is feeding our ox? It's okay. Udeloi lokit belishni. If it's a very young animal, an egel cotton, Rashi says, that's not yet used to eating, then mahalkatin lei, you're allowed to force feed it. V'hanimiluhu demeshani. Obviously, you have to deviate from the regular way of doing it. And obviously, this mixer in the home of Rav Huna bar Chiya, he did it, he deviated, he did it with a shinui. Heicha meshani, how can you deviate when you're mixing this morson? Omer av yemer bar shlamya mishmeida abaya, shesi ve'erev, that when you mix it, you don't go round and round, which is a typical motion of kneading, you do it like crisscross, you do a horizontal swipe, and then a vertical swipe, etc. V'ha loy ma'arev, Shapir asks the Gemara, if you do that, then it's not going to mix properly. It won't work. It's not good. Omer Rav Yehuda, menari likli. If you want it to mix a bit better, instead of kneading it in a normal fashion, pour it from one utensil to the next, and that way all the parts of this substance will get well bound together. Continues the Gemara. Ksiv apinkosei de Ze'iri. In the ledger of Ze'iri it said as follows. Omris kamei kodem Rebbe. I said in front of Rebbe. Now the Gemara says, who's this Rebbe? Umanu? Reb Chia. It's referring to Reb Chia. And what did it say in Ze'iri's ledger that he said in front of Reb Chia? Mahu legabil. Are you allowed to knead on Shabbos this animal food? Omar osur. He said, you're not allowed to. Mahu lefarik. How about, are you allowed to transfer it from one kli to the next, from one utensil to the next, in order that it should mix well? Omar muta. He said that one was allowed to, it was muta. That's how Tosfos explains this. Rashi says that lefarik means just to take the food from one animal and put it in front of another animal, but Tosfos says that it would be difficult to explain that here because this was discussed already on Daf Kuf Mem. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rev Menashe. Chad kamichad. The amount of food that one animal typically eats in a day, you're allowed to put that measure of food in front of it on Shabbos. That's as much exertion as you're allowed to do. Trei kametrei. If you have two animals eating from a trough, you're allowed to put a double measure into the trough. One measure for each animal. Shapir domi. That is okay. That's allowed. Tlosa kametrei. But to put three portions in front of two animals, which means that every animal is getting an extra 50%, also you're not allowed to do that. Since it's not necessary, you're not allowed to exert yourself on Shabbos more than is necessary. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef says, kav vafilu kabaim, you're even allowed to put a kav or two kav in front of an animal, and it's allowed. Ula Omar, Ula says, kur vafilu kuraim, which means, it's a huge amount of food, which means that you're allowed to put any amount of food in front of an animal. The whole issue of how much exertion you're allowed to put is regarding preparing the food. But once you have the animal food, you can put as much as you want in front of the animal. Rashi says that when the Gemara says that you're not allowed to put three portions in front of two animals, then it's self-understood that two portions in front of one animal is also going to be asur. And we understand that because there you're doubling the amount that it needs, and that's even more than the extra third, it's an extra 50%. Says the Gemara, Kosiv apinkasei de Levi. It said in the ledger of Levi, Omris keldom Rebbe. He said in front of Rebbe, and the Gemara interjects, Umani Rebbe, who is this? Umanu, who's Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKodesh. It's Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. Al dahavu govlin shiso bebovel. He did not agree. He held it was not okay for people to knead even shesiso, which is a loose type of texture, on Shabbos in preparing the animal food. And you remember, we saw Levi before towards the top of the Omud that gave a kick to the one that was mixing the food in his father's house, the morason, the bran in his father's house. Al dahavu govlin shiso bebovel. V'havetzovach Rebbe. And Rebbe used to shout, Umanu, and who's that Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Al dahava govlin shiso. Which means that Levi would tell Rebbe about the mixers in Bovel that they were kneading the morson, the bran, the animal food. And Rebbe would shout and say, it's asa. V'les tashmirle, but nobody was listening to Rebbe. They were doing it anyway. V'les chayle b'yodoy l'meisar. He did not have the power, the strength to actually make it osa. Mid Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Since we saw that Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda holds that if you do it with a deviation, you're allowed to mix and knead this shasisa, as we saw at the top of the Amud. And since everybody followed Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, then Rebbe could not instate an issa. Continues the Gemara. Ksiv apinka seid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And this is, now that we were discussing a couple of ledgers in which halachas of Shabbos were written, we're now moving to another ledger of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Hai man debechad b'shabta. If somebody is born on a Sunday, yehi gevar v'loy chodabei. He's going to be an odom sholim, Rashi says, a very complete person, a very accomplished and successful, that means in his middos, he's going to become a good person. V'loy chodabei. That means he's going to have one attribute that he's going to have to the nth degree, but not another. Only one. But one is not going to have. Asks the Gemara, Mai v'loi chodabe, what does it mean he's not going to have one? Ilei m'v'loi chad l'tivi. Letivu, does that mean that he's not going to have any positive traits? Va'omer Rav Ashi, ano b'chad b'shabta havoi. Rav Ashi says that he was born on Sunday, and we know that Rav Ashi, he was a very big person. He was a great person. Elo lav chod lebishu. It means that such a person who's born on Sunday, he's not going to have a trait which is going to give him a tendency towards negativity, to badness. Va'omer Vashi. Did Ravashi not say, Ano v'dimi bar karkuzta? Me and dimi bar karkuzta, havyon b'chad b'shaba. We were both born on Sunday. Ano melech, I'm a king, which is a positive trait. V'hu have a reish kanva, and he was the head of thieves. And that's a negative trait. So what does it mean that somebody who's born on Sunday is going to be one thing, but he's not going to have something else? Elo ikule letivu ikule lebishu. He's going to be ahead. He's going to be the man. As Rashi says, it's like Sunday was the first, was the head of all the days. He's going to be ahead. You'll either be a king, or you'll be the head of the thieves. My tama, the ibru bey oyr v'choyshech. On Sunday of creation of the world, light and dark was created. So a person that is born on a Sunday is going to be ahead. He's either going to be ahead of light, which is a king, or he's going to be ahead of darkness. He's going to be the head of thieves. We have to make it clear, and all the Rishonim say that here, that this is not that a person has to do an Avera. It means that he's going to have certain tendencies and certain challenges in his nature, but not that he's been forced to act one way or another. We all have free choice. Hai manda betray b'shaba. If somebody is born on a Monday, yehi gever ragson, he's going to be an angry person. My tama, what Monday got to do with anger? Mishum ifligu beimaya, the first separation in creation, where Hashem separated the waters, was on the Monday. And so too, this person, he's going to be separated and distanced from other people, he's going to be socially awkward, he's going to be an angry person. Hai manda betlosa b'shaba. Somebody who's born on a Tuesday, he gave it atir. He's going to be a wealthy person. Vzanoi. He's going to have immoral tendencies. Vzanoiye. My tama. What happened on Tuesday of creation that leans to these two issues? Mishum d'ivrube asovim. Grasses, herbage was created on Tuesday. And number one, these grasses, they grow very fast. And that's why this person is going to be wealthy. They grow very fast and very wild. And also that grasses, typically, they nourish from each other. They don't keep to their boundaries. And that's what will give this person tendencies to immorality, that he's going to nourish from inappropriate places. Hayman de ba'arba b'shabi. Somebody who was born on a Wednesday. Yehei gever chokim v'noir. He's going to be a wise person, and he's going to be a radiant person. And we're going to see that Noir means radiant, Zivson, Rashi says. Maitam, what happened on Wednesday that shows wisdom and radiance? Mishum de itlu beimoiris, because the sun and the moon were set in place on Wednesday. And we know that the sun and the moon, they typically are radiant. They give light. And Rashi adds that Torah also is called light. And therefore, this person is going to be a wise person. Hai man de b'chamisha b'shaba. If somebody is born on a Thursday, yehei gever goimel chasodim, is going to be a person that's going to have a tendency towards doing kindness. Mai tama? Why? Mishum to ibru bei dogim v'oifois, because on Thursday the fish and birds were created, and fish and birds do not need to exert any effort in order to find their sustenance, their parnasa. They get fed and sustained directly from Hashem's chesed. So somebody who's born on Thursday will emulate that and do kindness to other people. Hai man de b'mayli Shabbat. Somebody who's born on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Yehei gever chazron. He's going to be a very meticulous person. He's going to be searching for opportunities. Omer Rav Nachum ben Yitzchok, chazron b'mitzvos. He's going to be searching to do the mitzvahs, and typically on Erev Shabbos, every person in Klal Yisrael is searching what they can do in order to prepare for Shabbos. Hayman de b'shabta yehi, somebody who is born on Shabbos, b'shabta yomus, he's going to die on Shabbos, so to speak, as a type of a punishment. Al de'achilu aloihi Yoimer Rabba de Shabta. Because we know, and we've seen previously in the Masechta, that when somebody's born on Shabbos, you're Mechalil Shabbos for the mother, for the child. Since this person caused Chilul Shabbos when he was born, then he's going to die on Shabbos. Omer Rabba Bar Rav Shila, V'kadisha Rava Yakira, he's going to be called very great and holy person, because on Shabbos it says Vayikad Sheyu. Shabbos makes anything in it great and holy. Somebody born on Shabbos will get a high neshama. Omer Luhu Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina now responded to his Talmidim, and it was his disciples who were reading out from the ledger of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that the day of the week that a person is born is influences on some level his tendencies. So Rabbi Chanina said, Puku omru lei lebar livoi, go and tell to the son of Levi, which means Rabbi Shua ben Levi that we just mentioned, loi mazel yoim geirim, it's not the mazel of the day that causes a person to have his particular and unique tendencies, elo mazal shah geirim. There are mazolis that they influence every hour of the day, and those are the ones that are dominant. When a person is born, then the mazal he's born into is what is going to determine his tendencies. And we know that there are seven celestial bodies, the sun, the moon, and another five planets. And we're going to see what they are. And every hour of the day, another one of these seven mazolois are dominant, and depending which hour of the day you were born, that's what's going to influence your tendencies. Hayman de Bechama, somebody that was born when the sun, the hour where the sun is dominant, is ruling, Yehei Gever Zivton, he's going to be a person who's going to be shining. Yehei Ochil Midilei, then the food he has is going to be his own, he's not going to be dependent on other people. Light, and this is similar to the sun, where the sun does never ever rules in the night time. He's self-sustained, he can manage on his own. V'shasi midilei, and anything he drinks, he's going to drink on his own, independently. He's not going to be dependent on others, he's not going to have to resort to others for his survival and sustenance. V'razoihi galyon, and like the sun reveals everything, his secrets are going to be revealed. Imgoniv loy matzlech, and if he steals, he's not going to be successful, because it's going to become revealed to everyone that he stole. Hayman de bekoichav noiga, the person that is born when the muzzle of Venus is dominant, yehi gever atir, he's going to be a wealthy person, v'zanoi yehi, and he's going to have tendencies towards immorality, ma'itam, mishum de isyalit bein nura, fire is dependent or comes from Venus, and the lust and the desire for immorality is one that burns like fire. Hayman de bekoichav, the person who's born under the muzzle of Mercury, yehei gever nohir, is going to be a radiant person, v'chochim, and a wise person. Mishum de safra de chamahu, because Mercury is always following behind the sun. And that means he's the suffrage, so to speak, the secretary of the sun, but it means he's following the sun all the time. And the sun itself is very radiant and is chokim, it causes wisdom, as we saw before, that Torah is called Oyer. And it's interesting that these two attributes, the one called Nohir v'chokim, are associated to Mercury, but when we were speaking about the sun itself, we didn't see these two mentioned. We saw that, but the Chamo, it just said he's going to be a Gever Zivson, a shining person, which might be similar to Nohir, radiant, but here we've added on Chokim. And it could be that we take it for granted that the sun has these as well, and the reason it says it here is because even the secretary of the sun, so to speak, is also has received from the sun these traits. And Rashi actually later explicitly says that the muzzle of the sun is Nohir v'chokim. And the Rosh Hash there asks that Rashi seems to be different to the Gemara, but here we see that the secretary of the sun is Nohir v'chokim. Continues the Gemara, Hayman de Belevono, somebody who's born in the muzzle where the moon is dominant, Yehi Gever Sovil Marin, he's going to be a person that is going to suffer from pain, from afflictions. Banoi v'sosir is going to build and he's going to demolish. Sosir u'banoi, after he demolishes, he's going to rebuild. And this is the same as the sun, the moon, where the moon, it builds itself up to the end, till the middle of the month, and then it wilters, it withers away, and then it builds itself up again. It's not stable. Ochil deloy delay, and he's going to eat from food. He's going to take from others. Vashosi deloy delay, and he's going to drink from others. Like the moon that sometimes is dominant. You see the moon even in the daytime. You never see the sun in the nighttime. You do see the moon in the daytime shining. Vrazoi kasyon, and like the moon, which is not very bright relatively, so too his secrets of this person will remain concealed. V'im gonav matzlach, and if he steals, then his secret will be kept. Hayman de Shabtoi, somebody who's born in the muzzle of Shabtoi. Shabtoi is, it's Saturn, but the word Shabtoi means resting, ceasing from action. Yehei gever machshavte betelim. He's going to be a person that his plans are going to fail. They're not going to lead anywhere. Ve'iste omra, others say, kol de mechashvin ole, anyone that plots to hurt him, betelim, their plans are not going to come to fruition. Continues the Gemara, Hai man de betzedek, if somebody is born in the muzzle of Jupiter, yehei gever tzadkan, he's going to be a righteous person. Omer v'nachron b'yitzchok v'tzadkan b'mitzvah, he's going to be righteous in mitzvahs. And Rashi says, what does that mean? That mitzvah means giving tzedakah to poor people. Hai man de b'madim, somebody who's born in the muzzle of Mars, yehei gever oshid doma, he's going to be a person that is going to have a tendency of spilling blood. Omer Vashi, I umno, either he's going to be a bloodletter, I ganva, or he's going to be a thief, that, you know, highwayman as we used to call it, that possibly would murder people while stealing, I tavcha, always going to be a shoychet or a butcher, I moyla, always going to be a moyl, and all of these are doing something to do with blood. Omer Rabba, anobe madim havoye, Rabba says, I was born in madim, and I am none of these. Omar Abaya said to him, Mar Nami Onish Vekotil, you, Rabba, you're a Dayan, you're a Rav, you're a leader, and if people don't listen to what they're supposed to be doing, then you punish them. And that's also a type of blood. Continues the Gemara, Itmer of Chanina Oimer. And we remember that everything we just saw now was Reb Chanina. Here Reb Chanina continues, says something else. Mazel Machkim. The muzzle of a person influences his level of intelligence and determines how intelligent he's going to be. As we saw, Rashi brings here that if it's Chamo, we mentioned this before, if he's born in Chamo, he's going to be Nohir v'chokim, he's going to be a wise person. Mazel Mashir, the muzzle determines the level of wealth a person will have. V'yesh mazel Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael are also bound by the mazolis, and even an individual in Klal Yisrael, this is not talking about the collective hanhog of Klal Yisrael, but an individual of Klal Yisrael is also bound to these mazolis. It cannot change it. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Ein mazol Yisrael. Rabbi Yechanan says that it's true that he will have the tendencies of these mazolis, but through davening and having merits, then he can change his mazol to the good. Va'ozda Rabbi Yechanon etamei, this conforms with something else that Rabbi Yechanon said, Da'omer Rabbi Yechanon, Minayin she'ein mazel Yisrael. What's the source that the mazel does not determine and influence on an absolute level when it comes to Klal Yisrael? And Klal Yisrael, through tefillah and zchusim, they can actually change their mazel. She'nemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Koyomar Hashem, Hashem said, El derech hagoyim al tilmodu. The ways of the nations do not adopt. Ume oisois hashemayim al teichosu. And do not fear the signs of heaven. Ki yechatu hagoyim mehemo. Because it's the goyim that fear from them. Heim yechatu. These oisois hashemayim, referring to the mazolis, to the heavenly celestial bodies and their influence, the goyim, they are afraid of them. V'lo Yisrael, Klal Yisrael have no fear of them, because with tefillah and tzchusim we can change it. V'af Rav Sovar, Rav also held, Ein mazel Yisrael, Da'omer v'yudomar Rav, Minayin she'ein mazel Yisrael. What's the proof, the source that in Mazal Yisrael, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk by Avraham Avinu, Vayoytze Oysoy Hachutza, Hashem told Avraham Avinu to go out of his tent, Vayoymer, Habet Noah Shemaima, look up at the sky, Usfoyra Kechovim, Imtucha Lispoy Rizom, Vayoymer, Loikoye Zarecho. So the question is, what does it mean that Hashem told Avraham Avinu, go outside of the tent and look up? Omar Avraham lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, ben beisi yoyrish oisi, is my house attendant, referring to his slave Eliezer, going to be the one that is going to inherit me? Omar loy, Hashem said to him, lav, no. Ki im asha yetze mime'echo. No, you're going to have a child that's going to come from within you, referring to Yitzchok Avinu. Omar lefonov, Avraham Avinu responded to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, nistakelti b'itzdagninus sheli. I looked with my astrology, ve'eini ro'i lo'ilid ben. I can see that according to the astrological time that I was born and where I belong, I cannot have children, I cannot have a son. Omer lei, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, tzei me'atzdagninus shelcho, leave your astrology, she'ein mazal li'Yisrael. Because there's no mazal Yisrael. My datich, why do you think, just because you looked at the celestial bodies and you looked at your mazal and you decided you can't have children, dekoi tzedek b'mayriv, because you were born in the mazal of tzedek, of Jupiter, and the place of Jupiter is in Mayriv in the west, which is a very cold place, and since it's so cold, he will not be able to have children. Having children needs to have some warmth. Madrana umoik minale b'mizrach, ein mazal Yisrael, and I'm going to take the mazal of Jupiter and I'm going to move it to the east. V'hainu d'chsiv, and that's what it says in the pasuk. Miheir mimizrach tzedek, who awoke from the east, Jupiter. Yikroehu l'ragloi, he called Jupiter to come to the east l'ragloi because of Avraham Avinu. Continues the Gemara, and umid Shmuel nami ein mazal Yisrael. We see from Shmuel also ein mazal Yisrael. The Shmuel v'Avlot have a Yosva. Shmuel and Avlot. Avlot was a goy, an intelligent goy who was an astrologer, and they were sitting together. V'have ka'ozli hanoch insha la'agma, and he saw these people that were going to the swamp. Omale Avlot l'Shmuel. Avlot said to Shmuel, Hai Gavra Ozil Veloy Osi, this person you see, he's going to go and he's not going to come back. Why? Torikle Chivyo Mayis, a snake is going to bite him, he's going to die. Omale Shmuel. Shmuel said, Ibar Yisrael, who, if that person is a Yid, Ozil Veosi, he's going to go and he's going to come back, because Ein Mazal Yisrael, he's going to daven, and the schus of his tefillah, he's going to change that mazel. Adi Yosef, Ozil v'Osu. Whilst they were sitting, these people went and they came back. Kom Avlet, Avlet, who stood up, Shadio l'tune, and he took off from this person the load of reeds that he was carrying. Ashkach Bey, and they found there, amongst the reeds, Chivya, a snake, deposit that had been severed, had been cut, v'shodi b'tar teguva, was in two pieces. So it was clear that this person was very, very close to death. There was a snake there that could have killed him. And obviously there was some miracle, some change, and the snake died and not the person. Omale Shmuel. So Shmuel asked this person, My Ovdus, tell me about your deeds. You must have done something, you must have had some schus. Omale, Kol Yoyma have marminon rifta behadi adodi. Every day we're a group, and each of us used to lift, we used to throw all our food into one basket, and then we would all eat collectively from that basket. However, today, have ika chad minon. One of the people in our group, one of us, he didn't have any bread. Have a komichsef, and it was clear that he was very embarrassed. Amina luhu ano koimna v'armina. So I said to the group, I want to volunteer to be the one to go around and collect all the bread. Kimatoi legabe, when I reached this person that I knew didn't have any bread, shavoi nafshoi kamanda shkila mine, I pretended as if that he put bread in the basket. Kehecha de lo lichsif, in order that he should not be embarrassed. Omar Leisa Shmuel said to him, mitzvah of this. You did a big mitzvah, and as we saw before, mitzvah means staka. You saved him from embarrassment. He had food. Nofak Shmuel v'dorish. The Shmuel then, he darshened, he said from the Pasuk, utzdoka tatzil mimovis. The Pasuk says that giving charity, giving tzedakah, can save a person from death. V'loy mimisa mashuna. And not just that if a person has to die, it will make that he dies in a more comfortable way rather than in a less comfortable way. No, tzedakah is even more powerful than that. Elo mimisa atzmoy can save a person from dying and keep him alive. Continues the Gemara, umidirabakiva nami ein mazali Yisrael, from an incident that happened to the Rabbi Akiva, we also see Ein Mazel LeYisrael. The Rabbi Akiva havi lei brato. Rabbi Akiva had a daughter. Omri lei kaldoi. An astrologer told Rabbi Akiva, Hahu yoyme da'ayle lebei ganano, the day that this daughter is going to get married, torik lo chivya umesa. A snake is going to bite her, she's going to die. Hava da'iga amilsa tuva. Rabbi Akiva was very worried. Hahu yoyme Shoklusa, on that day, he obviously didn't tell her anything, but that day that his daughter got married, Shoklusa, she took le machbanta, a brooch, which is some ornament with a long pin, dotsta beguda, and she stuck it into the wall. Izdami, and it so happened, esev be'ena de chivya, and without her realizing, she'd poked it straight into the eye of a snake that was hiding behind the wall there. Letzafra, in the morning, kiko shoklalo, when she removed this ornament, this brooch, then following the brooch came a snake, a dead snake. Omar lo avua, her father, Rabbi Akiva, asked her, "My avdus, tell me something, some amazing deed you must have done to deserve this miracle." Omrole, she said to her father, "Bepanya in the afternoon," and that was probably the day that she got married, Osa Anya, a poor man, came, Kora Abova, and he was knocking, he was crying at the door. V'havetrida kule alma basudasa, and everybody was busy with the chasna preparations, and with the meal. V'leka deshomei, nobody heard him. Ko'imna go up, shokalti l'ristanoi, and I took my portion to Yav Esli that was given to me, and Yav Teiniale, and I gave it to him. Omar lo, Rabbi Akiva responded, mitzvah of this. You did a tremendous mitzvah of tzedakah, and that's why you got saved. Nofek Rabbi Akiva went out with Dorash, utzdoko tatzil mimoves, the power of tzedakah can save from death. V'loy mimisa mashuna, not only can it save a person dying a very uncomfortable, unusual type of death, elo mimisa atzmo, it can save a person from death altogether. Continues the Gemara, Umid Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Nami Ein Mazali Yisrael. From an incident that happened with Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, we also see Ein Mazali Yisrael. The Imad Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Omri Lo Kaldoi, an astrologer told the mother of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Brich, your son Gan V'Hava, I can see according to astrology, he's going to have the tendencies of being a thief. Lo Shofka Sei Gilui Reisha. She made sure from a very young age to always make sure he had his head covered. Omrole, she would say to him, Kasi reishich, make sure your head is always got a covering. Kehecha de teheve aloch emsa de shemaya, in order that you should have fear of heaven, fear of Hashem. Uboye rachman, always daven that your yetzahara, your evil inclination, should never get the better of you. Loihave yoda amaika omrole, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok didn't know why his mother kept telling him this. Yom echad, one day, Yosef, he was sitting, Kogoris, he was learning Tusei Dikla, underneath a date palm. Nofal glima milavei reisha, and his cloak, or whatever he was wearing on his head, slipped off. Doli einei, he lifted his eyes. Choza le dikla, and he saw this date palm. Olmei yitzrei, his yetzahara, his inclination, got the better of him, overpowered him. Solik, he went up to this tree. Poske, and he chopped down Lekibura, a cluster of dates, Beshine, with his teeth. So you can see here that davening, that the Yetzirah should not have an effect, even though the muzzle caused him to have a tendency to steal, Tefillah would help. Ein Mazel Yisrael. You can see that together with the Tefillah, he needed to have the head covering. When the head covering came off, he fell. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to learn the next Mishnah.